positions expanded with tanks and infantry sent in, backed by massive strikes from the air and the sea. Israel's Defense Minister Yoav Gallant has given an assessment of the mission.
Last night, we have accomplished a phase in the war. We will continue to be strong and precise and hunt down every terrorist.
Police in the U.S. state of Maine say officers had twice cleared a recycling center in their hunt for a mass shooting suspect before his body was found last night. It saw 40-year-old Robert Card shot himself after killing 18 people in the city of Lewiston. Floodings caused a shopping center in Hastings town center to be evacuated. There's a warning parts of the UK are set for thundery, heavy showers this weekend. 32 people have died and more than 60 are injured after a bus hit a parked car on a motorway in Egypt, with others slamming in behind. It happened around 100 miles north of the capital, Cairo. Three people have been arrested after a car crash near Bristol Airport, which has caused dozens of flights to be delayed. Emergency services were called to the A38 following a two-vehicle collision in the early hours. On to sport. Arsenal are looking to remain unbeaten in the Premier League against strugglers Sheffield United. Let's go live to Adam Diori at the Emirates Stadium.
Arsenal lead Sheffield United by a goal to nil. The Gunners have been far from their best. That's in part down to the committed defending of the Blades. But on 28, Eddie Nketiah made the breakthrough with a simple finish from close range. As it stands, Arsenal will cut Tottenham's lead at the top of the table to 2 points, while Sheffield United will remain rock bottom and winless. Half-time at the Emirates, it's Arsenal 1, Sheffield United 0.
Bournemouth against Burnley is 1-1 at Brentford, beat Chelsea 2-0. Scotland Premiership leaders Celtic are goalless at Hibs. That's the latest from Sky News. I'm Daryl Jackson.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, it's been quite a beautiful day out there in the sunshine, 15 degrees, and it's going to stay, remember, take advantage of tonight, because remember the clocks go back tonight, so this is the last night it will be light as we leave our sporting fixtures tonight. It's obviously going to cloud over, the risk of some heavy rain on the coasts, turning windy as well, but clearing northeast during the early hours. With a minimum temperature of 9 degrees. And a fine start again tomorrow with variable cloud and sunny spells at 14 degrees.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Going to the second hour of Phoenix Sports with me, Andy Gardner, and as promised, let's catch up on those FA Trophy half times, and there is a lot of them. We're going to start at Alv Church, 0, Colville 1, Billericay Town 4, Bury Town 0, with a couple of goals from top scorer Bradley Stevenson. A couple of postponements, which I'll skip through, Bognor and AFC Totten, those games have gone. Chatham 0, Cray Valley PM 0. Cray Valley, of course, have got that big FA Cup tie against Charlton next week. City of Liverpool 1, Stamford 0, Cray Wanderers 2, Chesham 0, Dulwich Hamlet 0, Lewis 2, FC United Manchester 0, Radcliffe 2, Harbour Town 0, Avro 0, Haringey 0, Redbridge 0, Harrowborough 0, Beaconsfield 0, Hendon 1, Waltonham Hersham 0, Hyde and Nuneaton Borough, that was, I'm sure that is not right. I've seen goals go in for that. Yeah, I'll check that one. Larkhill 0, Horsham 1, Macclesfield 2, Hales Owen 1, Nantwich 0, Stratford Town 0, North Ferriby 0, Matlock 0, Nuneaton Borough 2, Hyde United 0, Paul Town, Bracknell postponed, Potters Bar Town 0, Leeston 0, Redditch 1, Ashton 0, South Park, Reigate 0, Leighton Town 0, St Ives 2, Marine 0, Stafford Rangers 1, Corn 1, Stourbridge 3, Bamber Bridge 0, Swindon Supermarine 0, Basingstoke 2, Walsall Wood 1, Guiseley 1, Westfield 1, Hungerford Town 0, and Worksop Town 0, Michelova 1. And after this, I'm going to round up the Essex Senior League half times for you. This is Carrie Underwood on Phoenix FM.
to kiss you right now in the middle of the street. I want your hands in the pockets in the back of my jeans. Oh, I could fall so hard so easily. You don't know how bad I want it, but honestly, honestly, I can't get out of your love and still be hung up on him. I can't be, baby, come over wondering where he is. I can't be waking up on your shoulder dreaming about him at night. I can't be drunk and hungover at the same time. I wanna hear my name rolling off your lips. I wanna feel that fire in your fingertips. I wanna lose my mind, let the room just spin. But I can't give in till I forget. Cause the truth is, I can't get high on your love and still be hung up on him. I can't be, baby, come over wondering where he is. I can't be waking up on your shoulder dreaming about him at night. I can't be drunk and hungover at the same time. Oh, wish that I could let him go. I wish that you could take me home, but I know.
Harry Underwood. Now let's hear from Jack Patmore at New Lodge this afternoon.
Reporting for Phoenix FM from New Lodge. Billericay Town currently lead Bury Town 4-0 thanks to a Bradley Stevenson brace as well as goals from Ben Wells and Ade Aziz. The opening period started in uneventful fashion, but the visitors had their first chance of the afternoon through Semel Ramadan's strike, but Dan Wilkes was on hand to parry away. A chaotic final 10 minutes of the first half saw the Blues race into a 4-goal lead. The first came courtesy of Bradley Stevenson on 35 minutes as his rifled strike from distance flew into the net. The second came 4 minutes later as Ben Wells' deflected strike found its way into the Bury net. And the third of the afternoon saw Bradley Stevenson do well on the right, and he provided for Ade Aziz from a tight angle, and the forward swept home from close range. An excellent half had an even better ending for Billericay as Stevenson doubled his tally with a slotted finish into the net. Gary McCann's side cruising at the break as it remains Billericay Town 4, Bury Town 0.
Thank you, Jack. We'll hear from him at full time. Hopefully, well, it does look like Billericay Town will be in the hat for Monday's draw. Right, but as promised, catch up on those Essex Senior League half times, and a couple of teams are getting big away wins by the looks of it. Athletic Newham 0, these are Saffron Walden 0, Barking 0, Housted Town 5, that's a half time. Coggeshall Town, the strugglers 0, Romford 5. Romford been going through a poor patch, but a good day for them so far. Great Wakering 0, Stanway 0, Holbridge 0, Tilbury 0, that's the game of the day there. Little Oakley 1, Buckhurst Hill 0, Sporting Bengal in 3rd 0, Frentford 0, Takeley 0, White Ensign 0, West Essex 2, managerless Ilford 0. And the leaders, if you didn't hear, Woodford Town, they thrashed Clacton 5-0 last night. So they'll be top, whatever happens today. Right, we're going to get back with some more early goals in the second half after this track.
You say you got a girl. How you want me? How you want me when you got a girl? The feeling is reckless of knowing it's selfish. Knowing I'm desperate. Getting on in and love, falling all over love. I do it till it's last.
Some more goals for you to start the second half, and it's not a good one as regards to one of our local sides. Southend United have conceded right at the start of the second half at Boreham Wood in the National League. It's 1-1 there now, and Arsenal have doubled their lead as they head to spend the night in second place before the Manchester Derby. 2-0 up now on the struggling Sheffield United. In the Isthmian League, North Wroxham 0, Brightling Sea Regent 1, with a goal from Kojo Appenteng just after half-time. League 2, Morecambe 1, AFC Wimbledon 0. And the Scottish Premiership, the game with the only goal so far, St Mirren 2, St Johnstone 0, with the second goal for Saints scored by Michael Mandron. Isthmian League, Premier League, I'll give you that one because it's a familiar face has scored there. Enfield 2, hashtag United 1. Hashtag were briefly level with a penalty from the veteran Greg Halford, once of Colchester and Billericay Town. A red card in the big match of the day in League 1. Blackpool against Peterborough, both in the playoff positions. And it's gone to the home side's Oliver Casey early in the second half. And Peterborough, as a result, have gone 2 up. Immediately after with a goal from Harrison Burrows. So that would be a good win. Hard place to go, Blackpool. And that's a good situation for them at the moment. And we've had another red card and a goal immediately following it at Stockport in League 2. The leaders, Stockport, 2 up now against struggling Tranmere, who've had Harvey Saunders sent off just after half time. And that is pretty much it, all apart from a goal for Walsall at Mansfield Town. They're the only unbeaten team in League Two. Despite being only fourth in the table, it's 1-1 there. Mansfield 1, Walsall 1. We've got to do this.
EV Charging Systems, your local independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
Do you or someone you know have a drug problem?
Talk to someone that has been there.
Narcotics Anonymous is a group of recovering addicts that has found a new way to live without the use of drugs.
For a confidential chat or to find your local meeting, call 0300 999 1212 or visit our website ukna.org.
Take the first step to recovery.
With the colder weather almost here, it's time to make those all-important home improvements to keep you warm and secure through the winter. Upgrading your windows and doors with SCH VAC will not only help improve the energy performance of your home and save you money on your heating bills, but will also keep you safe with the latest security features. Plus, get up to 35% off windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Visit SCHVAC.com to find your nearest showroom and see our new product ranges. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a rugby league men's international match taking place as we speak, and they're into the second half there with England leading 14-4 against Tonga. It was 12-0 at half time, so 14-4 looking good at the moment. And we're going to go back to that Cricket World Cup fixture, and Netherlands looking good against Bangladesh. They were all out for 229 earlier. Bangladesh are 113 for 8, but they've only got those two wickets remaining, and they still need 117 runs to win from 17 overs. So looking good for the Netherlands there. Earlier, Australia beat New Zealand in a high-scoring thriller by 5 runs. A couple more goals for you, I think we have. Yes, we have. And we're going to start in League Two now. Colchester United, another team that's recently changed manager, sacked Ben Garner. Then they got an immediate win under temporary manager Matty Etherington. And they're one up today on the road at Accrington Stanley, 1-0 to them. Also in League Two, Morecambe 2, AFC Wimbledon 0. And that's an own goal from Joe Lewis. National League, Woking 0, Bromley 1. And Arsenal have got a third goal against Sheffield United, coasting to second place tonight. Eddie Nketiah with his second of the afternoon. And Ipswich, who were behind early on against Plymouth in the Championship, they've turned that around now and now lead by 2-1. See if I've got the score for you. The first one was an own goal from Barley Mumba. Haven't got the second one as yet. In League One, Oxford 1, Wickham 1. Here's a classic from Prefab Sprout.
Turn some kind of new god. Well, this is one race he won't win. Cause life's no cruise with a cool chick. Too many folks feeling car sick. But it never pulls in. Pussy's thoughts, pretty streamers. Guess this world needs its dreamers. May they never wake up. Alright, look at us now. Some things hurt more, much more than cars and girls. Just look at us now. Why lights up the way it did when we were young? Just look at us now. Some things hurt more, much more than cars and girls. Just look at us now. Some things hurt more, much more than cars and girls. Look at us now. Start counting. Why lights up the way it did when we were young? Look at us now. Some things hurt more, much more than cars and girls.
Prevep Sprout and Cars and Girls. A few more goals to tell you about before we do the travel. And we are going to start in the Isthmian League North. It's Grays 0, Felixstowe and Morton 1, with a goal from Noel Aikins. National League, Solihull Moors 1, Wealdstone 0. Solihull currently in third spot with a goal from Josh Kelly. And a goal in the Scottish Premiership. Not been too many of those about today so far. Livingston 0, Dundee 1. And we're going up now to the FA Trophy, just because there's a name I haven't heard from in a long time. Nathan Blissett, former striker from Brentford, has scored for Stafford Rangers in the FA Trophy in their match against Corn. It's currently 2-2. And Peterborough are having a great day in League One in a really tough looking fixture at the Seaside against Blackpool. They're leading 3-0. Blackpool also down to 10 men. And Felixstowe, I just told you about a goal from them. I've actually scored two in 2 minutes. Noel Aikins with the first and Zach Brown with the second. 2-0 up at Grays Athletic. League 2, Milton Keynes Dons 1, Swindon 1. And that one is... Oh, we're just talking about Corn. Stafford now gone 3-2 up in that FE Trophy tie. And another one in that trophy, Chatham 0, Cray Valley 1. Denzel Gale scoring for the side that I thought would have the Charlton FA Cup tie on their mind, but obviously not. And also there's another one that came through, which has gone off there now. There it is. This would be a shock in the trophy. Haringey Borough 0, Redbridge 1, with a goal from Dean Hall just past the hour mark. And they've got 171 watching that one. And also in the trophy, Cray Wanderers 2, Chesham United 1. So we could do some travel now.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
First of all, I'm going to tell you about the trains. There's no C2C trains today serving Liverpool Street. They all go from Fenchurch Street, so be aware of that. And there's no bus, there's no trains via Leyndon. Between Upminster and Pitsea, you've got replacement buses running there. And talking of replacement buses, they're in action on Greater Anglia today between Witham and Billericay. Then you can get a train to London from there. Also from Chelmsford, you've got to get a replacement bus to Shenfield to pick up the train there. And on the Northern Line, Kentish Town Station closed. It's the long-term works there. District Line works going on between Earls Court and Ealing Broadway, Richmond and Kensington Olympia. On the roads, it was looking very heavy around Shenfield Station when I came through due to those influx of replacement buses, so be aware, just give yourself a bit of extra time if you're driving through there. On the roads, the A138 both ways closed, and delays due to weekend works are going on until the early hours of Monday from the A12 Junction 19 Boreham Interchange to the Toby Carvery roundabout New Duke's Way, and congestion is around the A114 Essex Yeomanry Way and the Nabbots Farm roundabout. And there's also queuing traffic on the A114 Great Baddo bypass at the dreaded Army and Navy roundabouts. Could take 10 minutes to get through there. Other than that, everything else is looking fine and dandy. Right, have we got any more goals before I go into my next track? There's bound to be. Yes, there is. Where will we start? Oh, goal back for Blackpool in League One. One, Blackpool 1, Peterborough 3, Kenneth Dougal on the hour. Northampton have pulled one back against Bristol Rovers, but they trailed 2-1 there against managerless Rovers. And what did I say earlier? Reading, who were 2-0 up against leaders Portsmouth in League One. Portsmouth have turned that round already and are 3-2 up now at struggling Reading. Devlin putting the leaders and unbeaten Portsmouth 3-2 up. In League Two, Morecambe 3, AFC Wimbledon 0 with a Michael Mellon penalty. And Sutton 1, Bradford 1, still in League Two. The prolific Andy Cook on target for the visitors there. National League, Dorking 1, Aldershot 1. And that one's in the National League South. Truro 0, Tunbridge Angels 2, Lewis Gard with a penalty. Now, lots of 80s bands are either back or they've never gone away. And here's another one. Notice that Duran Duran have got a new album out, although it's a covers album. But OMD, Orchestra Moves in the Dark, have recorded a new album. It's their first for 6 years. And they'll be touring it, including a date at Southend Cliffs Pavilion in March. I was listening to it earlier. Sounds pretty good to me, the album. This is the single, and this is called Anthropocene.
Anthropocene, the current geological epoch. dating from the commencement of significant human impact on Earth's geology and ecosystems, including anthropogenic climate change.
OMD.
Zero.
And that's from their brand new album, which came out yesterday. Now we've got a result from the Rugby League match this afternoon. And England have taken a 2-0 lead in the three-match series against Tonga with a 14-4 victory. And man of the match, Matty Ashton, said afterwards he was absolutely buzzing. It was a tough grind, but I'm living the dream. They're probably the biggest players I've come up against. I'm proud of myself and my family is proud. So a good win for England taking that 2-0 series lead. Back to the football, and here's some more goals galore for you. Quite a lot to get through. First of all, where were we? Ismere League North, a couple of goals there to tell you about. Wroxham 0, Brightlingsea Regent 2, with Koju Epinteng second of the afternoon, and Morden Tittery 3, bottom club Stowmarket 1. Jack Newman pulling one back for the visitors. And game of the day, no doubt about that, in League One, where Blackpool were 3 down and down to 10 men. But they have now come back to 3-2 against Peterborough United. Sonny Carey getting Blackpool second after 64 minutes. Wigan 2, Shrewsbury 0, with a goal from Callum Lang. And in League Two, MK Dons 2, Swindon 1, with a goal from Warren O'Hora. Scottish Premiership, Motherwell 0, Ross County 1. There's a goal from Eamon Brophy. And St Mirren in the Premiership lead 3-0 now against St Johnstone. Bath in the National League South. I have to mention this because I love this guy. This is Jake Robinson, who is a Billericay Town legend. He's now playing for Worthing in the National League South. He's been out injured for about a year, but he is back and he's on the score sheet. Inevitably today at Bath. Bath City 0, Worthing 2. National League North leaders, National League leaders Chesterfield have regained the lead at Kidderminster Harriers with a goal from Ollie Banks after 67 minutes. They lead 2-1. In the trophy, Redditch 2, Ashton 0. St Ives Town 2, Marine 1. And National League South, St Albans 0. Averley 1, and there's a lot of Scottish Cup goals there. We'll go through all those at the end. Ismere League North, Wroxham pulled one back now against Brightlingsea with a goal from Josh Hazel, and we are up to date. Now, if you're going to the Billericay Fireworks Show, which is this time next week, one of the pre-match entertainers is Brentwood's very own Sophie Griffiths. Now, her EP came out yesterday called Notes to Self, and this is a track from it. This is called Middle Ground.
again I'm thinking about our future. Lying here and I'm hoping for the best. Is being with you something that I'm used to? 'Cause we feel more like enemies than friends. Still I keep coming back 'cause you're all that I have. Like the lions on the road, yeah, you keep me on track. I'm all in, but I'm all out of luck. I'm all in, but I'm all.
It's very own Sophie Griffiths, Middle Ground from her EP. There'll be more from that EP on my show on Monday night, Under the Radar at 6 p.m. A couple more goals to tell you about, and also a red card. We're going to start with a goal. I'm going to start with a red card, actually, which has gone to Brightling City Regents Harry Critchley in the Isthmian League North match at Wroxham. And the goals... a good one for AFC Bournemouth in the Premier League. Now, they were one down early on to Burnley. And Andoni Arioli is under some pressure. And indeed, the club owner, Bill Foley, is due to fly in to see him next week, which is never a good sign. But they have turned it around. Lead 2-1 with 10 minutes to go with a goal from Philip Billing. In the Championship, Hull City 1, Preston Neil Jaden Philogene Bidarchi with that goal. League 1, Cambridge United 1, Carlisle Neil George Thomas scoring for the home side. And struggling Cheltenham have gone in front now at Port Vale. That would be a coupon buster there. Port Vale were 1 up. It's now 2-1 to the visitors, along with the second of the afternoon. And Doncaster Rovers, I saw there, have gone 1 up against Grimsby in League 2 with a Joe Ironside penalty. Unbeaten Mansfield have now 2-1 up against Walsall through Jordan Bowery. Wimbledon have pulled one back at Morecambe, but they do trail by 3-1. And there's been a breakthrough in the game of the day in League 2. between Notts County in second and Wrexham in third. Those two, of course, were National League teams last year. Both came up, and Wrexham have gone in front with a goal from Elliot Lee. Very important player for them. Another goal in the Isthmian League North for Maldon and Tiptree. They lead struggling Stowmarket Town by 4-1 with a Louis Britton penalty. And Wrexham have now scored again. That's 2 in 3 minutes in that big one at Notts County. Ollie Palmer scored a lot of goals for them last year. He's still banging them in League Two. He's got the second one with just 14 minutes to go. Scottish Premiership, Motherwell 0, Ross County 2, Simon Murray for the visitors. National League, Dorking 2, Aldershot 1. And in the trophy, Stourbridge 3, Bamberbridge 1. A red card in the championship, and it has gone to Andre Dazelle, who's the son of the legendary Jason Dazelle, the Ipswich legend, and he's gone in their home match against Leicester, and Leicester have immediately gone back in front through Harry Winks, the former Tottenham midfielder. So Leicester will be staying clear top if that stays the same. Ross County now have conceded. I remember I told you they were two up a few minutes later, and Motherwell pulled one back with a penalty from Mika Bierith with 10 minutes to go. National League, Maidenhead 3, Eastleigh 1, and Oldham 2. The screen jumped. Altrincham 2, equaliser for the home side. And we've got another one there. Scottish Cup galore. There we go through them later. FA Trophy, Macclesfield 3, Hales Owen Town 1. And interesting goal there in the championship. I was reading about Jack Clark this morning about where he collapsed on the pitch a couple of seasons ago. Probably the star player in that championship. Really playing well for Sunderland. And he's just scored a penalty 10 minutes from time as Sunderland lead Norwich by 3-1. League 1, Exeter 1, Lincoln 1, and Oxford 1, Wickham 2, and Stevenage 3, Derby County 1. Derby having a bad time of it in League 1 at the moment. A red card in the match in the Scottish Premiership between Livingston and Dundee. It's gone to Christian Montano, who was formerly of Notts County, and he's gone as Dundee lead that one by 1-0. In the Isthmian League Premiership, it's a goal for Enfield Town. They lead hashtag United by 4-1. It was a Sam Young's penalty. And Ross County, another goal in that game at Motherwell. They've now gone 3-1 up at Motherwell. And in the FA Trophy, it's Cray Wanderers 3, Chesham 2. And that's a great score for Redbridge in the trophy. 2 up at Haringey Borough with a goal from Solomon Oguwamaju, 5 minutes from time. That was from the penalty spot. Wayne Rooney's brother John has scored his second of the afternoon as Macclesfield lead Hales Owen by 4-1, also in the trophy. And just as I was saying, that's a good score for Redbridge. As soon as I say that, Haringey have pulled one back, but they are into the last 3 minutes. Nader Melvin Lambert pulling one back for the home side. Isthmian League Prem, Enfield 5, hashtag 1. Isthmian League North, Galston 2, Witham Town down to 10 men, 0. Luke Johnson has scored both of those goals for them. And Felixstowe and Walton United are 3 up at Grays Athletic, with Josh Hitter scoring 8 minutes from time. And in the same league, Wroxham have now equalised against Brightlingsea, 2-2, thanks to Jao Rangel. Championship, Watford 1, Millwall 2. League 2, Milton Keynes Dons 3, Swindon 1. Scottish Premier League, Livingston 0, Dundee 2. We are up to date and we better do some ads.
Welcome to award-winning care and luxurious living at Avery Collection at Brentwood Arches. We offer residential, nursing and dementia care delivered by highly trained and dedicated staff with spacious accommodation, light and airy apartments, expansive communal areas and gardens that allow residents to retain their independence in style. Join us for a look round around and discover what life is like at Avery Collection at Brentwood Arches. Visit our website to find out more. Search for Avery Healthcare.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Starr-Lewis and Daryl Privett. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice, delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home.
Join me, Sophia Marie, every Sunday morning for my breakfast show. The best way to start your Sunday mornings. 7am to 10am on Phoenix 98 FM.
Some more goals to tell you about as we tick closer to full time. And there's also a red card as well to tell you about, and a goal also at New Lodge. We'll be hearing from Jack Patmore at full time. The red card has come for New Salamis in their match in the Isthmian League North at Ipswich Wanderers. It's gone to Panny Boxer as we reach the closing stages of that one. Arsenal will be second tonight in the Premiership with a 4-0 thumping win over the strugglers Sheffield United. That one, a penalty from Fabio Vieira. In the FA Trophy, Hendon 2, Walton and Hersham 0. And Billericay have now got a fifth goal against Bury Town at New Lodge. Moses Emmanuel getting the fifth one, 4 minutes, 5 minutes from time. And I take it these games are going to go to penalties, straight to penalties, I believe, if they are level. And this one might. It's FC United Manchester 2, Radcliffe 2. National League, Hartlepool 2, Rochdale 3. Another red card in that game at Wroxham against Brightlingsea. That's gone to Josh Hazel of Wroxham. Bad day for Hashtag in the Isthmian League Prem. They've conceded again at Enfield, who needs 6-1 now with Sam Youngs again on the score sheet. Ipswich are wrapping it up with another win. They'll stay second tonight behind Leicester in the Championship. They're 3-1 up now. Against Plymouth, they were one down early on. Motherwell 2, Ross County 3. So Motherwell on the charge there. May have left it too late, but they pulled another one back. And St Mirren have wrapped it up against St Johnstone with a fourth goal, 4-0 against St Johnstone. National League South, a good one there at Eastbourne. Eastbourne Borough 3, Slough Town 3. And Isthmian League North, Maldon and Tiptree 5. Stowmarket 1. I believe that's a hat-trick from Louis Britton now in the last minute. Championship, Cardiff 2, Bristol City 0. Another goal there, Eastbourne 4, Slough 3 in the National League South, as is Yeovil Town 0, Braintree 0. Yeovil Town 2, Braintree 0. That's a long journey for Braintree today, and they're going to come back with 0 points by the look of it. And also 0 points for AFC Wimbledon. They've conceded again in League 2. Morecambe 4, AFC Wimbledon 1. And we've got another hat-trick coming through here in the match at Izmir League North. It's gone to Luke Johnson, who's wrapped it up for Galston, as they have beaten, or beating at the moment, Witham Town 3-0. Witham went down to 10 men very early on there when Liam Whips saw red. Wroxham 3, Brightling C 2. That's a bit of a turn up, with Jawa Rangel getting his second of the game. League 1, Barnsley 2, Fleetwood Town 2. And in League 2, Sutton 2, Bradford 1. And there's a goal for Dagenham and Redbridge. They've had a terrible season so far in the National League. But they might be in line for 3 points at Ebbsfleet this afternoon. A very late goal for them there. Maidenhead 3, Eastleigh 2. That looks like it's too late there. And there's a correction there from one I gave earlier that's come through. That must have been disallowed. It still remains Eastbourne Borough 3, Slough Town 3. FA Trophy, Westfield 1, Hungerford Town 3. Cray 3, Chesham 3. I take it that's going to go to penalties. Rhys Morel Williamson with his second of the game. And hashtag have pulled one back, but it's too late. They're losing 6-2 at Enfield, with Kyle Bailey putting through his own goal. And Chesterfield will be staying top of the National League. They have scored again and now lead Kidderminster Harriers by 3-1. And a good day for Brentwood Town. That's the first win for new manager Keith Rowland, the former West Ham Queen's Park Rangers player. Got off to a bad start last week with a home defeat here against Heybridge, but they've gone to Bowers and Pitsea, who were second in the table, and won 2-0. Good win that for Town. And early goals there from Daniel Ogonlay and Mekki McKenzie, sealing the points there. Right, now we're going to have a little music break before we wrap it up. And also have the news. And this is a debut single from Manchester's Better Joy, which first played on my Monday show. This is called Hard to Love.
I'm not gonna be hard to love.
That was Better Joy and Hard to Love. Right, a few more very, very, very late goals before we tackle the full times after the news. A goal back for Plymouth at Ipswich, but that could be too late. Ipswich lead 3-2 in the Championship. Another goal back for Hashtag. Again, it is too late for them. They're losing 6-3 at Enfield Town. Percy Kiangbeni on the 90th minute mark. But it's not too late for Motherwell. They have pulled it back now against Ross County in Scotland. 3-3 that one. Another late one. This is a consolation by the look of it for Swindon Town in League 2. MK Dons 3, Swindon 2. And Arsenal have got a fifth, and that might be the first goal he scored. Takahiro Tomiyasu scoring the fifth one in 96th minute for Arsenal as they've thumped Sheffield United 5-0. And we're looking at full times in the FA Trophy, and one's going straight to penalty shootouts. A couple of our local sides in action. We're going to hear after the news a bit later on from Jack Patmore from New Lodges. Billericay Town have coasted into the next round of the trophy. They've thrashed Bury Town 5-0 with four of those goals coming in the first half. And also in the trophy, City of Liverpool 1, Stamford 0. Is a full time, and Leighton Orient have got a point at Burton Albion on the road in League One. That's a finished 0-0. But another win for Colchester United under temporary manager Matty Etherington. A good win on the road, a long trip up to Accrington, and a 1-0 victory, which takes them away from danger. And the big one in League Two has gone to the visitors. Notts County 0, Wrexham 2. They will go into second. They will leapfrog Notts tonight with Elliot Lee, Ollie Palmer scoring fairly late on there. Late equaliser for Oxford in League 1 against Wickham. It's 2-2 there. And another late one in the National League. AFC filed it. They wrapped that up very early on. Now 3-0 up at Gateshead. And that pretty much takes us up to the news.
On the hour across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News.